Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Brad Blank's out on Radio Row in hot Atlanta, Georgia, but it's not hot, right?
No, it's freezing, Scott. Freezing conditions here as well in Atlanta. We hope it gets improved by game day. But yes, I'm here on Radio Row, and Radio Row's fascinating. I'm in a massive convention center. It's probably 10 football fields wide and long, and it's filled with about 250 radio stations from all over the world.
Wow. All over the world?
All over the world. Yeah, everyone comes in for the Super Bowl now. So, yeah, I've got friends here from Australia. You got Mexico. You got China. The Chinese are good. The Chinese, they love their football. The Chinese.
They do?
Wow. Oh, yeah, very much so. It's huge
now,
there.
Now, you're not actually in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, right?
No, that's not. No, just next door to it. But I had a look at the stadium yesterday. It's a beautiful thing. It looks a lot like the Batmobile from the Batman trilogy. It's fascinatingly designed. So it's a spectacular-looking stadium.
It looks like a gigantic Batmobile.
It does, yes. Yeah, it does. It's huge. Have a look at it. It's awesome.
It's because of the roof.
The roof
on that thing is amazing.
Yeah, it is, John. Yeah, Roger Goodell, actually, he got asked because he's the man that has to make the decision if he's going to close it or keep it open for the big game. And he said he doesn't make the decision until Saturday for that, in terms of weather.
Is it supposed to be warmer in Atlanta on Saturday, John?
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, I mean, they'll probably have the roof open because they want to.
They want it because they got that blimp up there. They got to have the blimp peeping in. Yeah. Nothing's worse than when they showed a blimp and there's a closed stadium down there.
That's kind of thing.
So
I got into my hotel, all right, Scott. I reckon there was ghosts of Scott Shannon when he first moved to Atlanta. I reckon the hotel.
Oh, that's, you don't want to get in any of that right now.
No, wow, it was a tough. I'm pretty wild area.
Speaking of Scott Shannon, let's talk about Brad Blanks for a minute. You've done like a lot of people. I know people that do this. You're on a no drink January.
Dry January he's doing.
Except today's the 31st.
Yeah.
Is there a big coming out party tonight?
I tell you what, I fell off the wagon a bit last night.
Almost made it.
So you have a semi dry January.
Yeah, and I gave up meat, remember? So I smashed a massive T-bone steak as well last night.
Wow, you really went off the deep end.
Seven beers and a T-bone.
No, I only had three glasses of red wine because I knew I had to do a good job for you this morning. And
How's your stomach feel?
No, it's all over the place, Patty.
I'll bet you.
Poor old Radio Row bathroom. Yeah.
Bradley, you went 29, 30 days.
Yeah.
Suddenly, like T-bone and red wine.
Big flop. Yeah. You're a big flop. 30.
I'm going to light it up tonight as well, so I'll be ready for you tomorrow morning, Patty.
Perfect. Yeah,
if anybody asks you about your dry January, just say, well, I wasn't doing dry January. I was doing 30-day dry.
Yeah, the first 30 days.
Right. 30 days, half September.
So did you have seen any football players?
Yes. The football players. No, I didn't get a football player. But
that's what I was waiting for.
What are you, nuts? It's a Super Bowl. Why would he talk to a football player?
I wanted to give you the number one influencer, because everyone loves influencers.
We do.
Of Atlanta. But Scott, this is just for you, this interview. She's a big star on Instagram, and I met her yesterday here at Radio Row and did this in-depth interview on her.
What's her name?
It's an interesting name. I actually screwed the name up a few times, but she has a real name. I think it's Ebony, but she has a handle, which you love in the radio world, a good handle.
All right, here we go.
What's your name?
My name is Ebony, a.k.a. Prissy Thick.
A.k.a. what?
Prissy Thick.
All right, Prissy Thick, what do you do around Atlanta?
I'm a hairstylist in College Park.
Right, and you have a lot of followers?
Yes. Yeah. Ebony Style 721 Instagram.
What do you do to people's hair?
Anything from crochet braids to weave, shampoo style. I do an amazing scalp massage.
Is there hope with my hair?
Of course. Always hope. I can shampoo your hair. I can color your hair. I can do anything you want to your hair.
So how are you going to experience the big day?
I'm going to have some tasty food. I'm going to kick back, watch the game, and I am definitely going to dance and enjoy the festivity.
Tell me why they call you Prissy Thick.
They call me Prissy Thick because I'm a prissy type of girl, and I'm thick.
What's thick mean?
Shapely, voluptuous.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hope your numbers grow this weekend as an influencer here in Atlanta.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
Bye.
Personally, I never want to be called thick.
That
doesn't work.
Prissy Thick.
No, she's okay with her body.
Aren't you a thick
woman? I like her spirit.
I don't mind soft tig. Yeah. I don't mind shapely. I don't want to be called thick.
There comes that thick Patty Steele.
Yeah, no, she's thick.
You don't want that.
Mentally thick,
more of a booty,
physically thick.
Nothing. Bootylicious kind of person, Patty.
There you go, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, that's you.
Bootylicious.
Prissy
Bootylicious
thick.
Patty.
That doesn't fit. You can't do that one.
Why not? Why can't I do that, Scott?
Why can't she be bootylicious?
Yeah.
All right, you can be bootylicious.
Thank you.
Shannon in the morning with bootylicious.
Patty Steele, bootylicious.
All right.
Bootylicious Steele.
All right, you did it again. You
we like
the
her.
Whole show.
I like her.
Scott, just quickly from a gambling perspective, you opened this segment with the word Hotlanta. You can win money if Tony Romo or Jim Nantz says Hotlanta in the game on Sunday. So if that
you
gets
can.
Mentioned, yeah, you can. So you can bet on that. And but the big thing is Gladys Knight's national anthem. The line has been set for 107 seconds. So will she go over that or under that? What's your opinion there? You're the music genius, Scott.
I think she will go over that.
Over that. All right. Get the
and give,
down.
And give me 10 on Tony Romo.
10 on Tony Romo to say Hotlanta.
Hotlanta, yes. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Bradley.
All right, see you, champ.
Bye,
see
buddy. Brad Blanks, live from Hotlanta, Georgia.
The man who literally gave me the shirt off his back, Brad Blanks, is out at the Super Bowl. And have you bet on anything yet?
No, Ross, I'm sorry. No, I will not. I'll just be watching. But I like the idea. I like the idea of betting on the color of the Gatorade. You know, that's going to be thrown over the winning post. Yeah.
So, yeah, the color of the Gatorade, navy or blue is minus 200, gray is plus 140, red is plus 1400, and white is plus 1600, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what are you going to take? I'm going to go the lime, lime-colored one, lime-colored Gatorade. All over Bill Belichick's head.
Well, and you know what? It could be Bill Belichick, but it could not be. We'll see at the end of the game.
That's why I think it's blue.
I'm more interested in the over-under for the length of the national anthem, but we'll talk about that later.
Right.
So, yes, for sure.
What have you been doing down at Radio Row?
Yes. Well, I tied one on last time.
No kidding. Really? Couldn't hear that in your voice.
I love how Patty knows a man when he has a big night. Well done, Patty.
The moment you said, hello there, a little while ago when we were off the air. Unbelievable. I went, okay, yeah. I know what he's been doing.
Well, I apologize. I did have a dry January, so I really launched myself last night. But a lot of fun with some wonderful friends. I had one of the great days in interviewing people yesterday, and it was fantastic inside the big Congress Center here. Now, the TV show I'm not too familiar with, but I know it's a hit with my children and many kids, is Double Dare. And I think Trevor used to love this TV show. Is that right, Trevor?
Oh, yes. Grew up big in the 90s. Always wanted to be on it. Dig through that pizza, find the flag, or jump through the giant right. nose. Oh, it was
wow.
great.
The giant nose. I remember that.
So they're having a Double Dare Super Bowl edition. They actually set it up, and I went to the production yesterday here in Atlanta. They're having it on Nickelodeon at 12 noon, and they're featuring NFL players. Odell Beckham Jr. will be in it. You're going to have Russell Wilson in it, and it's hosted by Mark Summers. Russell Wilson was there on offer. Thousands of kids were around him. He's a huge, huge man in terms of muscles. He's actually quite short for a quarterback. He's won a Super Bowl, he lost a Super Bowl, and I managed to get my microphone in front of the great Russell Wilson, the quarterback.
Yeah, Russell Wilson, how are you, sir?
Great, man. Good to be here.
You've performed on many Super Bowl Sundays. You know, now this could be the most important Super Bowl Sunday, Double Dare. Is there pressure?
No, there's no pressure in Double Dare. I'm excited about it. It's me and Christian McCaffrey going against Odell and DeAndre Hopkins. So it should be a good matchup.
Do you know what you'll be doing? What activities you'll be running through?
They haven't told us yet, so right. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be all fresh and new.
Now, Yankees, are you ready to hit spring training again with the New York Yankees?
Yeah, obviously the Yankees are always great, you know, and so I'm excited to go back and spend some time with those guys.
You were like a little boy out there last year. It was just wonderful to watch, wasn't it?
It was fun. It was a blast.
Gotcha, mate. Well, great to see you. You're a champion. Kick some butt today in Double Dare.
Let's go, Double Dare. Let's go, Team Blue.
Yeah, Team Blue. Go, Russell Wilson.
Brad, did you just compare the 90s game show for kids, Double Dare, to the Super Bowl?
Yes, he did.
When I said it and I'm interviewing Russell Wilson, I'm like, oh no, that guy is a part of one of the biggest screw-ups in Super Bowl history. He threw an interception and let the Pats win the Super Bowl on the touchdown line.
And Brad, this was before you had anything to drink.
You know, it reminds me of Scott last week saying something, and then he went, as soon as it came out of my mouth and traveled up to my ear, I realized how stupid it was. Usually the process is in your head, not out your mouth and up to your ear.
So who else did you talk to, Brad?
I caught up with the host of the show, the legendary TV host, Mark Summers, who's hosting it on Nickelodeon this Sunday, Double Dare.
Mark Summers.
Just for me, could you say the dingo ate my baby?
The dingo ate my baby.
There you go. Thank you.
Mark Summers, how are you, mate?
I'm doing really good. We're having fun here at the Super Bowl. Have you ever been to one of these?
I've been to a few Super Bowls. Yeah, I love them. They're good fun, aren't they?
Cool.
Give me the rundown. What can the kids do before the Super Bowl on Sunday?
12 o'clock, Nickelodeon. We are doing a Super Bowl special with NFL players and with some Knicks stars. And it's going to be gigantic because normally you run 8 obstacles in 60 seconds because these guys are in such good shape, they have to do 10 obstacles in 60 seconds, giving away $10,000 to charity, and just having a ball, getting messy, and playing football and playing Double Dare.
Who are the stars? Who are the players?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
OBJ, I heard. Odell Beckham Jr.
Odell Beckham is playing here, and we're really excited about that. The way that man makes... Oh, look, you know, I just got one of these things, and it works really cool.
That's Ice-T.
Ice-T is calling me. Oh, yeah, I don't want a name drop. That's all right. Oh, look, it's Snoop Dogg.
He knows all the rappers.
Oh, my God.
He's partying with Migos tonight.
Who the heck is that?
I think I pronounced it wrong, too.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, old guys shouldn't pretend, right? It's unbelievable.
We've got Russell Wilson as well.
Especially in the obstacle course, we got the really messy stuff saved for the NFL players, so it's going to be cool.
He's a champion, this fella. Mark Summers, thanks.
Wow. All right.
So his Apple Watch went off during that interview, and I looked at it, and it had Ice-T written on it. But that might be his pet name that he gives one of his lovers.
I'm sure that's it.
Yeah, so Double Dare at noon, I right across from Animal Planet, where they're doing Puppy Bowl 15.
Right.
That's right. What a day. You can start drinking early, Ross.
You can go from channel to channel.
Betting on the puppies.
Wow. All right. More with Brad coming up.
Radio.com.
Let's go on the phone out to Atlanta, Georgia.
Uh-oh.
And Radio Row and Mr. Brad Blanks.
He's partying already.
I'm on the straight and narrow now. I apologize for my partying last night, but I'm ready to do a fine report for you, Ross.
Oh,
ready to
boy.
Go. Yeah, so, Patty, Sue, I'm ready for you guys. I bring a bit of sex appeal to the later part of this report as well for the ladies.
There's already a points bet about you and whether you'll be sober for the game.
I tend to drink more when I'm really happy, and yesterday it was a day filled with happiness.
Are you unhappy today?
No, I just got started.
I'm just...
Good mood.
He's drinking a mimosa right now, Patty.
There you go. Wow.
Well, I might have one after this call. This Radio Row is fascinating. It's filled with Hall of Fame footballers, celebrities, and they roam around, but everyone has an angle because they've all been sort of paid to be there, and then they're endorsing products. So, for example, I'm sitting there yesterday minding my own business, and Evander Holyfield sits down next to me.
You know,
the world right? And I'm like, this is one of my heroes. And he sits down next to me, and then in front of me, a steak appears, and he feeds me a steak. And I'm like, And he's representing, you know, certified Angus beef is what he's representing.
And he fed you?
Yeah, he fed me. which is quite crazy coming from a man that had his ear bitten off by Mike Tyson.
Yeah, so exactly.
Wait a minute. You're telling me he put some steak on a fork and fed it to you?
Yeah, yes, he did. Yes,
right. I love it.
Wow.
Yeah, this is what's going on here. So I got wrangled to interview this huge man. And, you know, I've been in America for 18, 19 years, and I love American football. It's my favorite sport. But I don't know much. It's kind of like Double Dare. I don't know Double Dare. That was in the 90s. So I don't know anything pre-2000. So there's this guy. He goes, apparently he's a Hall of Famer, and he's the best defensive linebacker in history, Anthony Munoz.
Yeah. The Bengals.
The Bengals, yeah. So
not the rock group Bengals, but the Bengals. Right.
Cincinnati Bengals, and he used to protect Boomer Esiason.
How big was he?
He's huge. He's 6'7", huge man. And I just sort of started interviewing him. I don't really know. You know, everyone was treating him like a god, and I just sort of stuck my microphone under there and had a nice chat. So this is me and a Hall of Famer, Anthony Munoz.
Your name is?
My name is Anthony.
Anthony
Munoz.
So your job was to protect the quarterback?
Yes, I had to protect a guy named Boomer Esiason. Yeah. You know, I think some people know him. He's got blonde hair, and you know, he's a left-handed quarterback. And I played 9 years with the guy.
Right, you kept his face pretty.
He's always been pretty, you know. And even now, as we get older, he's still pretty.
At the end of your career and his career, what did he do for you?
Oh man, Boomer's always giving guy. Still is a giving guy. For my retirement gift, he gave me a Ford Explorer. And he actually, it was a gift that he gave me as a retirement gift. And so it was amazing.
What a moment.
Was unbelievable. Yeah. Myself and my wife, and I think there was two, three other linemen with their wives, Boomer and his wife, Cheryl, were at his house having dinner. And as he always did, he always kind of showered his linemen with gifts.
Did they all get cars?
No, I was the only one.
Hall of Fame, baby.
Hey, don't tell anybody, but I might have been his favorite. I don't know.
Four other guys got a box of chocolates and a fake gold watch he bought down in Chinatown.
We won't tell the other guys. All right.
Thanks, mate.
Wow.
Well, if I retire, would Scott give me a SUV?
Yeah.
Man,
probably not.
I'd love to see that. Scott Shannon gives Patty Steele a Tesla.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, good luck.
That's great.
Sue, you get a tricycle.
A four-wheel tricycle.
Yeah, that's great.
That doesn't
mean... Hey, Ross, this next guy, I know you're a big fan of music, and this gentleman's wife is a fantastic singer. Mm-hmm. I have Eric Decker coming up. So his missus is what? Jesse? Is the name? What's it?
Jesse James Decker.
That's right, Jesse James Decker. Yeah, and they're a fantastic couple, and he's a very handsome man, Patty and Sue. My goodness.
I'll bet.
This guy. Jeez, I could...
Is he nicer looking than Bradley Cooper?
This guy is. I think he is. He's better looking than Bradley Cooper. There you go.
Okay.
Bring
him on, baby.
So this is more of a conversation about his life now and what he does, because I had to sort of Google him before he sat down at my seat to figure out what he's up to, and also the fact that I wanted to get an angle on how long Gladys Knight will sing the national anthem for, so we can have a bet on it, either over 107 seconds or under. And I thought, well, his wife's the national anthem singer, so maybe he'd have a take on it all. So here's Eric Decker.
Brad Blanks here. I've got Eric Decker. How are you, mate?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
It's good to see you relaxed. Retirement's good for you?
Retirement's great. It's been a different fall for me, but a great fall. I got to be around the kids. I got three young kids, helping out the wife because she's been busy with her career too, so that's been nice.
I love when you Google your first news story comes up is Eric Decker and wife binge Netflix shows for days. Yeah. Is that what you're doing right now?
Well, we sneak it in when we can, but yeah, at nighttime, we got our go-tos. I don't know if you've seen You.
Pretty scary. Scary for the missus.
Yeah. A little dark. You know, what's funny is after we watched, so we watched the entire episode, series, she called her agent and was like, I want to cast for next season. And then she's got some calls out in L.A. to do some casting for the show, which would be hilarious if she gets on.
Yeah, she'll be watching your missus. Yeah. That's awesome. She sang a lot of national anthems, your missus. Any insight in what do we bet on, the overs, 107 seconds, or the unders for Gladys Knight on the big day?
Oh, Gladys is going big. I'm going over. Yeah. Wow. I mean, thing is, though, she made an announcement that traditional national anthem, it's important, but I can see her just belting because that girl's got some soul.
All right, so gamblers out there, you've heard it here. Get on the Gladys Knight bandwagon, go overs.
No, I'm not taking the heat, though, if it goes under, all right?
Thanks, mate.
Well, oh, man, I'm looking at pictures of he and his wife. What a unbelievable looking couple.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh. Well, so the over and under for Gladys Knight is 1:47. Billy Joel did it Super Bowl 41 in 1:30. Yeah.
That's right. So what did Billy Joel do? Did he just get up and go sing like one verse and a chorus?
Well, but Pink did it in 1:53 last year. Lady Gaga did it 2:09 Super Bowl 50. And
wow.
I looked a bunch of Alicia Keys, 2:35 for Super Bowl 47.
That's when you go to the bathroom during Alicia Keys.
Oh, that's a national anthem, you communist.
You're talking about our country,
sorry,
Brad, you Australian.
No, I love the national anthem, sorry.
Okay, so the guy who had to get the green card here just said he likes to leave during
the... go to the bathroom.
Wow.
I'm going over. She's going to go over.
Back. All right, so what you need to do is if you have a watch with a stopwatch in it, you know, a timer, you can time it, and if it goes over 147, that's the over-under for the bet.
Cool.
All right, that's a good bet. You could have your own bets in your house. Yeah, you could bet on that and grandma or something. Yeah, there you go. Look at us. We encourage gambling on this show.
Well, it's important to get the kids gambling at a young age.
Exactly.
So everything I've learned from these four interviews that you've just done is you went down to Atlanta, wandered around and talked to some people and ate steak with people.
Yeah, Vander Holt.
And drank a little bit.
Plus, you fell off the wagon.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I did fall off the wagon. But I'm going to be good today, John. Don't worry, mate. I'm good. Yeah, having a good time.
All right. You know, there's also an over-under on how many Clydesdales will be shown in the Budweiser commercial. Over or under 8.5.
Ooh, wow. I don't want to see a half a horse.
How are you going to get to half the horse? Which end?
Well, it's either 8 or 9, you know. If it's 8, it's under. If it's 9, it's over.
Oh, I got you.
If it's 8.5, it's gruesome.
Yeah, right. Really. All right, Brad.
That's awesome. All right, thanks for all this.
Thank you.
Love it.
See you, John. Bye,
bye, honey.
All right.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.